This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome seniors Kayleen Kohling and Ellie Gray from the Sitka High School softball team. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, this is softball season after volleyball in the fall and basketball in the winter. By the way, state championship basketball in the winter. Congratulations, because I know both of you are on the team.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And now you're into softball. Ellie, how you doing? How you holding up after three seasons in your senior year? You keeping up with your classes at this point?
Oh, yeah. And the teachers are very understanding about our schedules, and so they help out a lot. When you love to do a sport and you're trying to do your academics at the same time, it balances out, so you end up with a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, Kayleen, you also were on all three of those sports. Were you must have done a lot of traveling for all three of them?
Yeah, it was definitely a little more difficult to keep up with the homework during traveling, but you know, you stick to what you have to do, and you get your homework done, and you just try and enjoy your teammates and the rest of the trip.
Did you happen to make a count of the number of trips you've taken this year?
Oh, man.
You haven't counted, but it's been significant. You must take at least a handful, two or three for each sport.
Yeah, I'd probably say even four or five for each sport. So.
Well, you're well-traveled gals, and that's a good thing. But now we're concentrating on softball, and, you know, we've part of a very successful softball program that's, I think it's won the state title in the small division for schools for the last six years?
Mm-hmm.
I know, Ellie, you're kind of new to Sitka. You've been here for how many years?
Just this year. I just moved here.
Right. So you weren't on any of those previous championship teams.
No, I wish I was, though.
Yeah. How about you, Kayleen? Have you were on any of the previous championship teams?
Yes, my sophomore year, the 2013 state championship team.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the present here. And Kayleen, what position do you play for the softball team?
I play third base.
All right, and where do you bat in the order usually?
They move me all over.
Okay.
But I'd probably say my main spot is like sixth, seventh in the lineup.
Right. So there's a nice article in the newspaper about the team. It looks like you're quite competitive this year. I think you're leading the Southeast Division right now with a 6-2 record, if memory serves me right.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at with the season? Do you have any more home games, Kayleen?
Nope. We have two more away games, though.
Okay. And where are you going to be playing at?
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, we will be in Juneau playing Thunder Mountain. And then the weekend after that, we will travel to Ketchikan.
Right. Kayleen, tell me about your competitors. What teams are the ones that are shooting hard at you and are giving you some good competition this year?
Definitely K-High. K-High and Sitka has had a long rival. So anytime we go to play them, things get really intense. They get really heated. And we actually get a little nervous. It gets really crazy.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Ellie, what position do you play?
I pitch and I play shortstop.
Okay, and where do they have you batting in the order?
I'm third batter.
Okay. You a home run hitter?
Yes.
How many you got this year? How many dingers?
Four.
All right, nice job. So,
thank you.
You know, Kayleen just mentioned that there's a great competition between K-High, and I've seen that too. I mean, every year it seems to come down to the last game. I think a recent year it came down to the tiebreaker of runs to decide who gets to go to state. And I think that happened in the last couple of years. And have you felt that competitive juices for the K-High girls?
Yeah, definitely. And both of the teams just try really hard when they're playing against each other. They work really hard because there is that rival, but also there's so much competition down here in Southeast. I think we have the best teams in the state, honestly, that we're all playing against, including right. Juneau teams.
Definitely. So it's K-High, Juneau, and Thunder Mountain. You play consistently. What about some of the smaller communities? Do they field any teams other than the four of you? Petersburg or?
I don't think Petersburg has a softball team.
No, they don't this year.
Okay. So, you know, the two of you are seniors, Ellie. Let's see, as the new girl in town, let's see if you can remember and give a shout out to the rest of the seniors on the program. And Kayleen, help her out if she can't come up with all of them.
All right, so there's eight of us, quite a bit. And so it's me and Kayleen, and then, of course, we have Kylie Young, Sid Riggs, Natalie Glannon, Allie Wood, Emily Dahlquist, and Morelia Romine.
Nice job. Well, the girls can be proud of you. And how many gals are on the squad other than the eight seniors? Is there a big squad out?
I'd probably say there's at least 20 to 25 girls. We have a lot of freshmen this year, so that's really nice.
Right. This past weekend, you had some home games. Kayleen, tell me about how you guys did in the home games.
The first night on Friday, we ended up losing 4-1. Our defense was actually really well. What we were struggling with, we couldn't get our bats going. We had a lot of pop-ups, ground-outs. But then the second night, we came back. We beat them 10-7, I think, and the rest of the team just started ripping shots, and our defense was really well, so it was nice.
You had some great weather over the weekend. Play of the games was pretty comfortable up there at Moeller Park.
It was awesome.
I think I got sunburned, actually.
I did, too.
So you go to Thunder Mountain next, and then my understanding is that in girls softball, there is no regional tournament, so it's the conference winners, the first and second place gets the state bids. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, where is state being held at this year, Kayleen?
This year it's in Fairbanks. It's all very new to me. I've never played at any of the fields in Fairbanks. Normally we play in Anchorage, so it should be different.
Well, but that's a good deal for you because we talked before we went on air here, Kayleen. I understand you might be going to the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
So yes.
A little prelude for the freshmen coming up this next year.
Actually, my coach promised that he'd bring me to the campus and show me around. Right. So we're betting on going to state for that reason and also for a state championship.
Any sports at UAF that you're going to be involved in, Kayleen?
I'll probably do intramural, but no big.
Sure. That's cool. Yeah. And also, we spoke with Ellie before we went on air. She's going all the way across the country to the University of New York?
No, it's called St. Lawrence University in upstate New York.
St. Lawrence, okay. And you are going to play a little softball there.
I will, yep.
Yeah. Have you basically already signed on? Are you scholarshiped, or how's that work?
I have, yes.
All right. So they've heard about your home run prowess here up in Alaska.
Maybe. <then.
laughs> Okay, yeah. Who pitches for the high school squad in Sitka High School? Ellie?
Oh, it changes between Kylie Young, Zoe Krupa, and myself. They tend to put me in when they want the ball moved around, I guess, because I have a lot of different pitches. But then Zoe has speed and accuracy, and Kyla has accuracy and is just like a horse that can go on forever. So it's pretty awesome to have such a varied team of pitchers. It Right. throws the other teams off, definitely.
Right. Well, we had long-standing coach Bob Petruski retire after last year and after a lot of success. And we all miss Bob in the program, but we have a couple of new ones. In fact, an alum and his wife, her name is Jael McCarty. She's the head coach of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler, who is, of course, the McCartys are longtime Sitkins, and Tyler went to Sitka High School. How are the new coaches fitting in? Be nice, gals.
No, actually, they're pretty amazing. We get along with them, and they make softball a lot of fun.
All right. So three more weeks left in the season, the goal is what, Ellie? As simple as that. What's the goal for this squad?
I think the goal would be to work together, and once we do that, we're going to win. And so,
all right. State title, is that in the making here?
Yes.
And Kayleen,
we definitely have the talent to do so.
All right. Well, that's a great goal, and with all the success you've had in the past, we don't think any differently from you. Senior, you guys are going to be graduating when, next Tuesday?
Yeah.
And when is state tournament then after?
June 4th through the 6th.
All right. Well, very much appreciate you coming in. Good luck to Kayleen Colling and Ellie Gray, seniors from the Sitka High School softball team who are on their way, we hope, to another state title here. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.